Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, enemy, and everything in The Binding of Isaac, and goddammit, we're doing every enemy. You can't stop us. You probably could. We're not hard to kill. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined as always by the guy who puts the Boomfly XL in the Woomfly XL, Gary Butterfield.
Gary Butterfield, hard to kill.
Yeah, I don't think that's true, Gary.
Easy to die, hard to kill.
Gary, if
I don't leave my house that much.
I know, if I decided, and this isn't a threat, if I decided right now that you needed to die, you'd be dead by the end of the day, man.
No, but yeah, first of all, it's not only is it not a threat, but you've also talked about it a few times on the show.
Okay, well, it
you
just
talked
comes
about
up.
Hunting
it
me
just,
and
it
stuff.
It just comes up.
But here's the thing in terms of being hard to kill. I don't leave very often, and not that many people know where I live.
Yeah.
So easy for some to kill, easy to die, maybe hard generally to kill.
But most of the people who would want to kill you know where you live.
That I wish that. No, that's not true.
Oh.
I feel like most of the people who would want to kill me do not know where I live.
Interesting.
Because they're strangers who are mad about like Metroid Prime or some bullshit.
Well, Gary, some of your Metroid Prime takes were real dog shit.
No, they're good.
They're good? Okay.
They're good. They're the ones who have to go.
I haven't listened to that episode. Do you think that having to collect 90 tokens at the end of the game is a good design?
I think it's a bad design.
Oh.
See?
What the fuck are they mad about?
The fools. Okay. I don't know. Just I don't want to get into it. I'm just
no,
saying
Gary,
that
let's really litigate this thing that has when did you record that? Just
very long ago. It's like year one. It's like year one or two. It's just one of the most negative feedback things we still get frustration about.
Yeah.
It's that and then having to scan everything that I didn't like. It's talkie. They made Metroid talkie for the first time.
I like the scanning.
Well, you know, it's okay. Honorable minds can differ.
It's not talking, it's reading.
Yeah.
The talking of the eyes.
It's lore. It is like eye talking, I suppose. I haven't played it in a long time, too. I might like it more now.
I really doubt that.
I also doubt it, but it's possible. This is like an 11-year-old take I'm basing this on. It's a long time ago.
That's before you knew me, before I started doing the work.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. We were different people then. You know?
You're my fixer-upper.
Yeah, guppy babies. Like the prequel. Young Sheldons, but for guppies.
So Gary, just for our own mental space, we need to remember that this is coming out a week after we record it.
Oh shit. Okay. So it's not April Fool's for people.
It is not.
No.
It's and still who knows what can happen in a week. Like maybe last week, before I recorded, I certainly didn't know that the website I worked for was going to get sold.
And I think I'm getting on a Boeing. So, like, a lot of things could happen.
You get to Boeing? Then.
I'm not totally sure, but there seems like even odds, right? It's a big jet company.
Gary, I flew in the exit row on a Boeing right after those people all got sucked out and died, and I didn't worry one bit. I don't think they died.
Yeah, they didn't. They made it.
No one actually got sucked out, I guess, is what I wanted to say.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they sucked out and survived and were secreted to a compound. Like, we call them Eden's children, and they're the newest project from Umbrella.
You know, my 40th birthday is in, well, from now, from when you're hearing this, listener, 11 days. Mm-hmm. Been thinking about going skydiving.
Oh, yeah. Indoor skydiving or regular?
I might start with the indoor and then work to the regular. I'm right at the weight limit on the indoor a thing I have to think about sometimes.
It's also a thing that if you are over it and something goes wrong, you get shred. It's a fatality. It's one of the eternal champion stage endings happens to you, and you don't want that.
Yeah, you get primal raged.
Yeah, I don't want to get primal raged. I've thought about doing that too, though. That has some appeal to me, the indoor version of it.
But I mostly want the view. So that does speak to the outdoor version at least a bit.
At least a little bit. They might give you some special glasses that show you a picture of the sky or something.
Oh, VR.
Oh, no, I just meant like glasses with a magazine cutout taped to them. You're talking crazy. You're talking advanced.
Yeah, Gary, I'm sorry. I went crazy by saying that they might put VR goggles
They might put VR goggles and sometimes they have the technology. They're coming up with it. Those eggheads are doing it.
Gary, can I say something about the eggheads?
Yeah.
I think they're a little scrambled.
They are certainly. I like my eggheads over easy, but they're all hard boiled.
Ooh, maybe there's some conflict between the companies and someone gets poached.
We should.
Gary, what if someone gets poached?
Huh? What if somebody gets poached?
Yeah, Gary, what if one of the eggheads gets poached?
Let's make a series of novels about scientists who fight crime called Hard-Boiled Eggheads, and we can have poaching happen in that.
Yeah, Gary, that's exciting. I do have to go change my underwear now because I did come on that last poach.
On that poach? You did sound like you came. We were discussing in the green room whether I could jerk you off or not. And it was framed as whether I get to, not whether I'm able.
Sure.
But I think this brings up a totally separate topic.
You don't look like a guy who has good technique, but whatever.
I'm good with me. You know, I don't know if I could jerk. I've never jerked off another man.
Yeah.
Or another penis. So I don't, maybe. I don't know. There's only one way to find out. I think literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's millions because there's millions of dicks out there.
No, I meant to find out if I could potentially make you poach.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I don't really want you to.
No? Okay. You might feel good.
I don't. I have a lot of trouble turning off my brain and just enjoying things.
Mm.
And I think you being there would make that process worse.
It would be really hard to focus.
I say that as a friend who only occasionally contemplates how fucking easy it would be to get an Uber over to your house right now and just end this shit.
How would you get in if I kept the door locked?
Kicking?
I don't think you're that good at kicking.
Gary, I have a black belt in Taekwondo. Don't want to talk about it.
Maybe you're at the top of the house, you could, but I don't think you could do it from just the base level. I don't know. We'll make the weirdest Pygmalion of all time. If I can jerk you off to completion, you don't take an Uber over and kick in my door and kill me.
I think that's a really fair arrangement, even though when you say it like that, it sounds weirdly sexually coercive.
Counterpoint, win-win.
Yeah. You get a batch of my weird gray cum, and
gray cum ain't what she used to be.
She really isn't. No. Gary, it's Monster Blitz.
It's Monster Blitz, and we got to slow it down.
Gary, I'm terrified. I have new bosses. What if they see my Twitter and listen to a guppy?
No. In Minecraft.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll jerk you off in Minecraft. that's my Uber and kick at my door in Minecraft.
Yeah, that's my favorite line from Casablanca, though. You know,
in Minecraft.
I'll jerk you off in Minecraft.
We both turned into Sean Connery there.
We sure did, because we don't have a bogey.
Yeah, I don't have a bogey. I'll jerk you off in Minecraft. Yeah, that's all we can do.
Prom queens jerk you off in Minecraft.
In Minecraft? FBI new employers?
When they put dwarvish. One of yours in a morgue, you put one of theirs in the handjob store in Minecraft.
Yep, in the handjob.biz. Do you remember which monster we stopped off on?
I think we're just on Boomfly.
I think so, too. We talked about Boomfly because we said we could recognize what it does based on the name.
Yes.
We had a little digression, but I don't think we actually talked about the Boomfly.
Not officially. And if we that's non-canon.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't count. We might have to start this whole thing over, so don't call it out.
Gary, can I do something wildly innovative for Monster Blitz?
Yeah.
Let's handle Boomfly and Red Boomfly at the same time with a question. Over your entire Isaac career,
okay,
which one has done more damage to you?
Oh, great question. Probably Boomfly, regular Boomfly.
Okay, so the Boomfly does contact damage if it touches you.
Yep.
But its big thing is when screensavers around the room, and when it dies, it explodes.
Yes. And the Red Boomfly, instead of exploding, shoots six blood shots out.
Yeah, so both of these, their whole gimmick is they usually show up in big enough bulk that you need to start clearing them because a bunch of things moving diagonally on the screen, one of them's going to hit you eventually. Especially in, they often put them in rooms where your ability to move is extremely.
I was just about to say that, like, these guys are really all stars of room design.
Yeah.
You know, whenever there's an Isaac patch, they're always like added 17,000 rooms. And you think like, oh, what the fuck does that mean? And this is what they mean, is it's like weird little, you know, you only have a very narrow pathway. Like, it limits your ability to dodge boom flies. There is creative room design in Isaac, which we'll go over when we get to every room in Isaac. But this one, this is one of their highlights for it. The reason why this has killed me the most is because sometimes it can be just heading right towards you in one of those rooms, and it feels like there's not a lot you can do.
I mean, sometimes you literally, there's nothing you can do because you have passive effects that are doing damage that will kill it, or like just a bunch of flies around you.
Yep. And they'll set it off, or, you know, anything like that. It's one of those weird things. Like, it wants to kill you as the Lost, like when, old Lost, before you got Holy Mantle, was really hard with these things, because even though you could fly, you know, the movement restriction doesn't usually count against you. If it's just coming right at you and you have flies, sometimes you have no time to react.
Yeah. The one thing about the red boom fly is that it can kill you at range, unlike the boom fly. The boom fly, if you're on the other side of the room from it, you're golden.
Yep.
The red boom fly can still hit you even if it's across the room.
Here's the other thing too. Regular boom fly can be a tool. If regular boomfly is hanging out with other enemies, you blow up that boomfly. Like, they always chain react because they explode. There are enemies that summon them. Mm-hmm. So like Loki will summon them. And that's great. You just blow it up and do a lot of damage. Like, they can be a boon, but they still do more damage to me. Do the red boomflies do more damage to you?
Oh, Gary, I asked the question without having the answer myself. I think probably if you look at my entire, however many thousand hours at this point, boomfly has probably hurt me a little bit more.
Yeah. Red boomfly is no joke though. The entire boomfly class, this whole set of enemies can be a pain.
Yeah. We've talked a lot about, like, one of the reasons like freeze is really good, a weirdly good effect, is because it disables all of the on death stuff that enemies can do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's also, these guys are all round. They're all cuties.
They are cutie. They're Gary, like, can friends. We go back for a second? You just gave me a yeah, like you were actually interested in what I was saying, and it's completely fucked me up.
No, I was interested in what you were saying.
I know.
The death effects?
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't happen that often, but occasionally in
so
Minecraft,
rarely.
You say something insightful.
Gary, I'm real in my head now because I'm now aware that I could be getting a yeah out of you, like, all the time, and I'm just not.
You gotta get those sweet, sweet coal yeahs. gotta poach him from my other man. You know, I was yeahing along with your Metronauts performance.
Oh, so, thank you, Gary. Yeah.
Smart Will, I like Smart Will.
The preview of that has just hit the public Retronauts feed a week ago from when you're listening to this.
Yes.
So I will, in a million years, I will never listen to that because I just can't bear to hear myself try to sound smart.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, take some solace in me doing a little fact check for you. I'm like those guys who manage the social media of people who get harassed and stuff. I listen to it for you.
Yeah. Can you look on the Patreon and see how the comments were? Because I'm not a patron.
Yeah, I probably can. Do you want me to?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that right now. See if find the meanest one about me.
That's a good idea. Give me a second. I'm only logged in as myself on Patreon. In Microsoft Edge. So it'll take me a second.
Yeah, you're an Edge runner.
Only for this.
Yeah.
It's because I hate remembering passwords. No, I'm not going to choose you as my forever app.
Okay. Gary, while you're doing that, I'll say Drowned Boomfly is the worst of both worlds. It both explodes and fires out shots and can spawn a drowned charger. These things are huge pains in the ass. It's another reason the Flooded Catacombs is a real, real uptick in difficulty.
It is a pain for sure. All right, hold on, it's bringing me to my unactive Patreon.
Sure. Cassette goblin,
it brings me to a thing, and it's like, this is inactive. I'm like, I fucking know.
Yeah, I still have all my cassette goblins. I still have my Gary Butterfield drawn dynamo hanging up on my fridge.
That was one of the first drawings I did for the thing. That was a special one I gave to my buddy. Okay, wait, Final Fantasy 16. Let me see how many comments there are.
I saw that there were at least a few, but I couldn't read them.
Okay, that's not about
it's
you.
It's possible nobody mentioned me, which is in some ways the ultimate comment.
Are there spoilers? I forgot this game even came out.
Yeah.
I like this game more than The Crew does, but I thought the critique was thoughtful. That's not mean. Wanted to like it. First Final Fantasy since 10 that my wife loved. I think the problem with this game, there's nothing mean about you. The only one that came is like, maybe this is a good episode, but I'm not going to listen to it. I come to Retronauts in order to avoid current games discourse.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
This person really showed him. That's the only thing that's even remotely mean to you.
Ah, that's too bad. I was really hoping. I suspected it would just be ignored, but I was hoping.
Yeah. Well, there's still hope. There might be some comments on their website on the public version.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to give a look to that.
Well, I'm on my way.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah, excellent. I'll do Dragonfly then.
Okay. You do Dragonfly. They do have a lot of fucking, like guest articles and stuff though. So it is hard to find.
Sure. On this. I did try to navigate that site and then stop trying to navigate that site.
Oh my God. This site is a fucking nightmare.
It's, you know, I'm a man who lives in professionally in a glass house on that account, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I got to talk to Bob about this weekend. Like, how'd they do this?
No, man, don't talk to Bob about it.
Well, I can't find it. So Gary, in some ways, it's protected us.
Yeah. Gary, are you going to slide him the headshot?
I probably can slide him the headshot. He's going to be on the panel. I can do it on panel, and there's a good chance you'll be able to hear it happen. That's pretty fun.
That'd be good. Hey, Dragonfly, what's that do? Well, Gary, you did end up basically just jerking me off, so that's exciting.
It's very exciting. I made you poach. Let's pull a Will and talk about Dragonfly and Dragonfly X at the same time. Save time, you know, if you think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, that's a classic Will move.
It is a classic Will move, and it saves tons of time.
Yeah, and it lets us get through these enemies faster, which is what we're trying to do.
I really
appreciate it. The bar hasn't gone down very far on the right side. The scroll bar is one-third of the way down the screen, buddy.
It seems about a fourth of the way down to me. It seems even worse, but that could be... Here's the thing about the wiki, Fandom Wiki, is it's not a good website, and it inconsistently loads ads.
Yeah,
So we might be at different places.
But also, Gary, I might be bad at estimating quarters versus thirds, is what I think.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this Gary, is definitely a quarter for me, at least.
Gary, you got to remember that it's... When you're talking to William Hughes, you're running... pretty buggy software on very bad hardware. So okay.
No, I get you. The okay, saving time. The dragonfly flies across the room in diagonal line. So this is what we call a screensaver move.
Yeah.
Does contact damage. When it dies, it creates four lines of fire in the cardinal directions that go across the whole room. And the dragonfly X does this, and he's got a different facial expression. His eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm.
And his go in the ordinal directions across the entire room, the diagonals. So you got to know which one you're fighting. You got to identify these guys before you blow them up.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll get hit. Gary, do you ever find yourself wishing a little bit? I think this is a fairly common issue, but wishing that there was a diagnosis you could point to for why you are you.
Yeah, there's I'm not calling you out for this
because
somebody, there was a really good tweet that was that, which was like, my sickest dream is that I collapse in the street and I get rushed to the hospital and someone says, oh, you have X deficiency. And then they give me the thing and it fixes everything about me.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I think about that all the time.
A lot of the stuff I do and say would be a lot more excusable if I had late stage syphilis.
Yeah. Well, there's only one way to get it, you there, and it's with my hands dipped in. And syphilis,
Gary,
oil.
Can I tell you something depressing?
Sure.
I think I might be too old to develop late stage syphilis.
Again, though, only one way to find out.
No, but I mean, like, it takes like 50 years to develop.
Oh, you don't think they could transfer like a mature syphilis into you that was aged in a cave or something?
Oh, I mean, I could
like a blue cheese syphilis.
That'd be like, oh, get some syphilis starter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they did in the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, like Levi always has in his fridge.
Does he? Oh my, like he's if you asked guy, me who the one but... person you knew who had some starter in his fridge, I would have said Levi.
Yeah. Levi butted it off to give Liv some starter. So we had some starter for a little while, but then Liv let it die and it was really disgusting.
Wow, you let another man do that to your wife?
I did. we're pretty open and modern.
Bud some starter on your wife? Jesus.
Into our fridge. Into our collective fridge. It was a three-way. That released Baby Slime.
Oh, you watched.
Yeah. Oh, boy, did I watch. I actually procured it. I held it as it happened. So it was like I was guiding it right in. So I like to think that I helped.
I didn't engage with any of the sex mechanics in Baldur's Gate 3, but I think that's one of the scenarios.
It can happen. They're pretty advanced.
I got so mad. There's those drow twins, and I said yes to them because I was hoping they were going to try to kill me, and that'd be content. But instead, they just wanted to have sexual intercourse, and I had to reload the save.
They love sexual intercourse, those two. Those guys, if you're a drow, it's real different. Like, I don't know that I have that many playthroughs in me.
Sure.
You know, on a long enough timeline, yeah. But I would like to see all the weird drow content.
Is it like them being like, oh, yeah, we live our entire lives being fetishized and can only survive by playing into that fetishization?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I'm pretty sure, like, your character relates to that part of them. Because they'll talk about that if you go down certain dialogue paths, too.
Yeah.
I think it's if you request they pretend to be dritzed.
Yeah.
They talk about that.
Yeah, like, for sure. I think Baldur's Gate 3's handling of that material is really good.
There's just too much of it.
The only one I put on the stream was fucking the Emperor, and I rolled that back because I wanted the other sequence that you can get from that conversation.
Spoilers for everyone. You get to fuck the Emperor.
But who's the Emperor? No one knows unless you've been playing the game. Ha,
that's
gotcha.
Ha, you know what? That's true. That is very true. Where was I in talking?
I don't know, buddy. That's a big question for a little boy to answer.
We're talking about deficiencies and
were still maybe on you being Levi's yeast cuck.
No. I'm his least cuck and his yeast cuck. The yeast cuck with the least.
Beetlejuice in theaters eventually.
Beetlejuice. Oh, here he is. No, that's sports juice. I cut down on caffeine immensely.
Sure.
And I feel 1,000 times better.
Oh, good.
I hate that that's true, and I hate that I'm saying it on a podcast, but it actually is true. And it worked for me. Between that and stopping the NyQuil that was slowly killing my brain, I felt more alert and sharper than I have in a long time.
Wild. Yeah. Absolutely. What a wild...
If you stop poisoning yourself, here's the thing that I learned, and it was a hard-fought lesson over many years. You have to actually pay attention to drug interactions. You can think you can ignore them. Like, you're like, I'm just going to man mode this out.
Yeah, I'm too strong for that.
Yes, and you can. You can function. You can have a career and a family. You can get married while doing that. You can succeed in the American dream, but you'll never be your best possible person if you're taking fluoxetine and NyQuil. You have to choose one.
For years.
Maybe a decade. You have to choose one, though.
Gary, I asked you this previously, and you refused to answer. I still really want to know how many bottles of NyQuil you were going through a year.
I don't feel comfortable answering that.
Okay.
It's more than I like to say.
Okay.
You know, you think a number that'd be too high would be like 2.
I mean, I think, I use NyQuil when I need to sleep and can't breathe.
Okay. What if you just used it when you wanted to sleep and could breathe? How much would you use?
Gary, is it... I'm going to use, like, measurements of time. Okay, is it more than 12?
No, but you're not far off.
Okay, so you're going through about a bottle of Quill a month.
That it's not just Quill, or it's not just NyQuil. I also threw in ZQuil, because NyQuil, you can have too much of it. But it's the same chemical that fucks with me. That's in both.
I'm sorry, Gary. What are you trying to establish to me here?
I'm not drinking 12 bottles of NyQuil, or was not. I'm not drinking any bottles of NyQuil now. I wasn't drinking 12 bottles of NyQuil a year. I was drinking maybe 6 bottles of NyQuil and 6 bottles of ZQuil.
Gary, I don't think this is...
It's so much better.
The self-affirming clarification you think it is.
It's a million times better. NyQuil ended up on Nightline for killing people and stuff. ZQuil, as far as I know, was only turning me slowly into a tired idiot. the years I'll never get back.
Gary Bonefly.
Oh, shit, this guy. So he flies around in screensaver diagonal lines. deals contact damage. But he fires bones at you when he lines up with you. So he fires projectile. He's aggressive. It's not just when he dies.
Yeah.
And when he dies, he fires a radial burst of three bones. One of the things about bones in this game is they move really fast. Bones have the highest shot speed of an enemy attack.
Yeah.
So these can be a pain. It's part of what makes the pile such an asshole in this game.
Next up, we got Sick Boomfly.
Mm-hmm. He's sick.
Sorry to accidentally do a little bit of an accent there.
Sick Boomfly. This guy explodes into a gas cloud. And he trails sick. Poisonous glass.
Sick Boomfly.
Sick Boomfly. Bop, bop, bop.
I wish I had a better main accent, Gary. It's fun to do.
Yeah. Accents are hard for me. I can only do some accents for a short amount of time, then I lose them.
You know what? I've really been enjoying the Midwestern accent lately. Like a real strong, like a Fargo.
Upper like the Bears? Midwestern.
No, further up, just like, geez, yeah. Oh, God.
Geez. Oh, right. Sure. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Sick boom fly. Flies across the room in a straight diagonal poison. Lines.
Does leave poison gas now.
Oh.
See, it's weird for me not to turn into Scrooge.
Does he now?
Does he now turn into straight gas?
Who are you? What is this? I'm doing something I think is fairly consistent. Glom
gold every...
turned in...
I don't know why it happens. I'm. It's hard to do them in a row. Words.
You fucking sounded like Wisconsin Yoda there at the end.
Wisconsin Yoda. Now, there's an improv premise from 1999 that we could run with. And what if he had a guitar and he was opening up for Gilbert Gottfried at the Elks Lodge? Might sound a little something like this.
Fukushima!
the reactor? Oh, yeah, because of Gilbert Gottfried.
Yeah, yeah, Gary, that was a consistent, an internally consistent joke.
It took me a second because it was filtered through Affleck ads and through and the opener and stuff. I was expecting Yoda.
Oh, Gary, if I'm playing someone on the bill, I'm playing the headliner.
Yeah. Gilbert. My man. Little guy. Saw him do the comedy live once. The only joke I remember is him talking about something about like chocolate giving you acne and there being an Ethiopian kid who had it and being like, you haven't had chocolate. You haven't had any food at all. In a Gilbert Gottfried voice, and it was mean. But he had other jokes that are funny that I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah. But the opener was a what if E.T. and Mr. T sounded something like this, but with a guitar. It was excruciating.
That sounds really good, Gary. I wish I could have seen that part.
I wish you would have been there as well. Do you know?
Gary, I wish I could. We got to get that Dark City machine.
Yes.
So that we can put me into all your memories.
Yeah.
Like Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
I'll be the ice cream man teaching you to use your psychic powers.
Slowly guiding my hand to guide Levi's hand to place a sourdough starter.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I've seen Weird Al twice. That'd be fun to see with you. Have you ever seen Weird Al?
I saw Weird Al when I was 11. And it was transcendent. At the end of the show, he stage dived onto a cake because it was his birthday.
Aw, that's great. It's a great show. Be real fun to see. And I'd love to have you at my shows.
He's the fucking best, man.
Yeah, he's a true legend. The Tainted Boomfly. This is the Tainted version. And we've been talking about Tainted versions this whole time.
God, he's got such a good smile, Gary.
He does look very happy. He's very charming.
Show me that smile again.
Tainted Boomfly. In death, he glows brightly, warning that he's going to explode, and he explodes into four further explosions into the cardinal directions. So these are like those lines of bombs. So they do AOE. It's not just like a line of fire.
Yeah, as far as tainted enemies go, not that bad to deal with.
No, he's just tanky, and he comes with other stuff. But like there's the tainted host that just explodes in a mixed grill of all the fly types.
Yeah.
It kind of sucks to have one of these in the mix because you're dealing with so much other stuff.
And then that's it for the boomfly class of enemy. A really good class of enemy. Really does a lot for the kind of the overall the build variety of Isaac.
I think so too. I love these guys. We have made fucking blistering progress. I think at this point last week we were not through an enemy class.
I think probably, yeah. But Gary, the trick is we pulled a Will on this one.
Oh, because we're doubling. Well, why don't you tell me about the Maw and the Red Maw? In a Will-esque time-saving maneuver.
I don't actually think I can, Gary. I've just got to take one. So Maw, spelled M-A-W, not like a colloquial reference to your mother.
Not like Ma and Pa Kettle, the old hillbillies who were in movies.
Do you mean the Beverly Hillbillies?
No, there's Ma and Pa Kettle. They're old like black and white movies. It's kind of like the Beverly Hillbillies, but they're different. Ma and Pa Kettle.
I feel like you're just talking about the Beverly Hillbillies.
I don't think I am. I think they were their own movies.
Well, Beverly Hills. I just got that. It's Beverly Hillsbillies.
Yeah.
I never got that before. I never understood that it was a joke about Beverly Hills.
It's an hour and 16-minute comedy called Ma and Pa Kettle.
No, Gary, I was faking not knowing about that. I'm losing my mind right now.
But you really didn't know this other thing.
Yeah, I never realized that it's supposed to be Beverly Hills.
Kettle Kids.
Gary, be with me. Be with me. Come on.
Sorry, I got dropped in the fascinating Ma and Pa Kettle thing, which just has a picture of a speckled Sussex hen for some reason.
Gary, we can't be on two different stupid divergences. We've got to be on one or the other.
No, it's
otherwise,
it's the Beverly...
we just have dementia.
Yeah, no, it's the Beverly Hillbillies because of Beverly Hills.
It was referencing
the Weezer song in advance.
I never got that, and I feel so fucking stupid right now.
What is the other... Like, I love that phenomenon when you, like, really... I just fucking realized this. For me, one of the things that was very late that I realized was that the reason why sour cream and onion potato chips were a thing is because those go on baked potatoes.
Shit, like, you're right.
Yeah, it's emulating a baked potato. Same thing with, like, sour cream
and cheddar. The onion is not an onion. It's a green onion. It's a chive.
Yeah. And same thing with cheddar, sour cream and cheddar potato chips. It's a baked potato flavor. I didn't realize that until like 3 years ago.
These motherfuckers. What about the biscuits and gravy flavor?
That's emulating biscuits and gravy on top of a potato. We don't have the technology yet.
Not yet.
It only exists in chip form.
Not to completely be a McElroy brother for a minute. I did try cheetza. The cheetza.
How was the cheetza? The chicken pizza from KFC-sa?
It is exactly like if you put pepperoni on top of a chicken parmesan.
I think that sounds good.
It's all right.
To me. Yeah.
It's a little overpriced, but no, it's like, you know, it's a decent chicken filet because it's KFC.
Yep.
With a decent marinara and cheese on top.
Yeah, I think I can get down with that.
And I would probably pick off the pepperonis, honestly.
Yeah. Less bread, you know, it's kind of like the chicken sandwich thing they have.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying not to eat bread. I had a new fast food thing as well recently. I tried an item from Taco Bell's Cantina menu.
Oh, the fancy Taco Bell.
Yes, because I was craving trash.
Oh, hold on, Gary. So in a minute, I'm going to need you to say squad, okay?
Oh, in a minute? Exactly 1 minute from now?
No, when I get when there's a gap in what I'm doing.
Okay. Squad. Squad. Squad.
I want a munch!
Munch!
No, fuck off! Say squad! Say squad or I can't finish! There we go! That's...
Oh, you poached all over.
Gary, so you know that's a McElroy thing I'm doing right now,
No!
Right? No? So really? I thought you had enough context to know. That's the bit they do in every single My Brother, My Brother and Me episode where they talk about fast food.
God, I don't hate them. It's a bit that I do. I don't. I just don't like that everyone I podcast with loves them, and it makes it feel like I can't do bits. It's not their fault. I've enjoyed what I've watched, listened to. It's not their fault.
Gary, I feel really bad that I made you do the Munch Squad intro.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I don't think it is.
I'll forget it in like a minute.
That's fair.
Okay,
what do you get off the Cantina menu?
The Cantina menu, I got the soft taco, and the Cantina menu's, trick is that they do roasted chicken. So I've always hated Taco Bell chicken. I always thought it tasted like it came out of a can, even though it came out of a bag. I used to work at a Taco Bell. And then they add like street taco ingredients. There's like cabbage and like avocado, pico de gallo and stuff on there.
Okay.
And it was damn good. It was like legitimately tasted more like real food than their other chicken does.
Can I get a fish taco?
They don't have fish tacos at the Cantina.
Okay. That would be a pretty wild divergence.
They would have
Taco Bell
a whole new
to
ecosystem. Yeah. Yeah. Like a whole new bag they'd have to get in the back to empty out into the front, you know, into the warming troughs that they put everything in. So, yeah. The Maw, this is the one, it just looks like Isaac's head floating around, but it's super bloody.
Yeah.
And gross. This is one of the more horrific looking enemies, these three here. Slowly floats towards Isaac, fires a bloodshot at him when he's in range.
Yeah.
These guys are also used really good for mix-ups, because other things will be moving faster and this thing will be moving slowly and inexorably. And mixing up those paces makes for good enemy design, as we learned from Ornstein and Smough.
Yeah. Or as I call them, Smornstein and Oh.
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 Oh face. And then we got the Red Maw, who also looks scary. It's similar, but his mouth is sewn shut. And he's a different color, but I can't tell which kind.
Oh, he's redder.
Okay.
And he floats quickly towards Isaac and releases four bloodshots when you kill him.
Yeah.
So he just
He just tries to contact damage you, but he does have that little trap. His little Joker's trick at the end.
And then we have a real motherfucker.
Yes. The Psychic Maw. The least disturbing looking of all of them, I'd say, because there's less blood on it, even though he does have like a big bloody third eye. And he floats towards you shooting homing shots.
Gary, you ever listen to Third Eye Bloody?
No.
I wish it doesn't sound that much like psychic vision have jumped from that. Gary, I didn't fucking have it, man.
It wasn't
sucks.
Close enough in the first place.
Sucks.
This is like when you look at, like, you're like, I can make that jump between two buildings, but it's way further than you think. You know,
is that what Jumper is about?
Yeah, he was trying to make it to a different building.
Oh, it's about
parkour.
So
it's about parkour gone wrong.
Gary, you ever parkour?
Huh? I think when I first learned about parkour as a kid, uh-huh, I probably did like jump off of a couple stairs or something, you know, as like a teen.
I have a friend whose name I'm not going to say, but is the worst ideas. When he was younger, he's my only person I know who's tried crack, because some crackheads showed up at his door one time because he lived in a bad neighborhood. And
are you friends with Yes Man? Like, why did he have to do this?
Yeah,
like,
roughly. Yes. That's pretty much it. Some guys showed up at his door and said, hey, we need a place to smoke. Do you want some? And he said yes, because he'd never tried it. And why not find out?
Huh. Okay.
This is a man he's married with very happily with children now.
Okay.
Very settled down, very cool dad. But the reason I bring him up is because when we were in high school, he was the lead in the school play. And a week before the play went on, he decided to jump off of a park shelter because they were trying parkour.
And to great results.
Oh, yeah. He got to finish. He got to be the lead in the school play in a wheelchair.
Okay. Phenomenal. Great stuff. He is a cool dad if he's done crack.
Yeah.
Like, that's just him and my dad. Like, what a cool couple dads, you know?
Cool dad club.
Cool dad club. Can you hang with the crack, man? But this guy shoots homing shots at you. And homing shots in this are really interesting. Enemy homing shots are weaker homing than your homing shots that you get. Like, they're a different class of shot.
Yeah, because if they weren't, you'd just get hit. And Isaac is a game about avoiding shots.
Yes.
Avoiding damage.
But it's still a pain in the ass, largely because they move unpredictably. Like, they curve towards you and it just messes with your dodging. Like, if you know to dodge, you can always dodge out of a homing shot. There's also the other homing shot. These come from, Ragman. He shoots homing shots that are much faster.
Oh, yeah, they've got very high shot speed.
Those always hit me. Like, those just feel like if you're within a certain distance, you just get hit. They're a pain. This one is not as bad, but he's still a motherfucker because any homing shots are no joke.
He's also got an eternal fly orbiting him, so sometimes he's a pain in the ass to hit.
Yep. He's got a little orbital. What a jerk. Gary, look, we've done the Maw enemies. We are fucking cruising.
Can I check in with you about something?
Sure.
Do you feel like it's now been long enough since that disastrous...
Squad!
That disastrous third eye blind joke? For us to laugh about it, or is it still like a rough subject?
I felt like we redeemed that joke by talking about it being about failed parkour. The bad joke was third eye bloody, which doesn't sound like blind, even though it shares the first two letters. And then trying to come up with a Weird Al parody.
Also the first two words.
Well, okay. I meant the third. It doesn't sound like third eye blind. It would have a rhyme might have worked better. And then coming up with lyrics, that's what petered out. But I think we got there with the parkour digression.
What? So
we laughed at then, and we can laugh now.
I feel like I lost confidence. I couldn't immediately nail the tune of Jumper.
Yes.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. Bam, bam.
Dun, dun. Bam, bam.
Okay, so instead of I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend, we're making it... So here's the thing. Blind... Okay. There's nothing in Jumper that's about being blind.
True.
So changing it to bloody things...
doesn't have to do it. Yeah, you'd have to come up with a name for what the song would be. It'd be Third Eyed Bloody. And then they would make a song...
Humper?
Well, we were talking about... it came up for a reason. It came up because he has a third bloody eye of the psychic maw.
Yeah.
So what would he maybe write a song about?
Well, Gary, now we have to go back through the entire Monster Blitz and ask, what is the song hiding in the heart of each of these enemies?
Yeah, which monster, you know, if these monsters are writing a song, should we really be killing them? If only we could talk to the monsters.
I'm just a red boom fly.
I'm a red boom fly, and I'll tell you why. I'm bouncing off the walls all night and day.
I'm a small leech. I like to eat a peach. My favorite actor is Stacy Keach. Woo!
Woo! I also like kumquats. Or lime quats. You ever have a lime quat?
Gary, time out. Please.
Okay.
That sucked so much. That was the most uncle thing a human being has said to me ever.
Yay. I'm aging into an uncle bracket, you know?
No.
I'm sick of not pretending to be old. I'm not going to be like these aging podcasters.
Uh-huh.
I still kind of try to stay with it, you know?
Yeah.
Like they're still dabbing and shit on their live streams. I'm not going to do that. No, it's uncle time.
Just going to get
gonna God, go old quickly and ungracefully.
I'm just imagining you at Milwaukee just interrupting to go, You ever have a lime quat?
You ever hear tell of a lime quat? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask every single fan who comes up and see what they say.
And this episode won't have come out, so there will be no prep.
No, but it'll feel real weird when they hear the episode. They'll be like, oh, I was retroactively part of a bit. They'll just be really nice. People are really nice when they come up.
Like, yeah, I mean, tell it's hard, to be mean to people to their faces.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, generally, there's also people who don't like me don't come up to me at these things. I've gotten a couple people who walked by and scowled, and I feel like they do know who we are and don't like us, but it's very rare. Like, I think it's maybe happened like 3 times over the 10 years or so we've been doing cons. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's probably somebody who does know who we are but is mad at us for some reason. And that could be a good reason, or it could be like weird culture war bullshit.
I mean, Gary, it might be a building engineer very worried about structural integrity.
Yeah. is that a big podcaster joke?
Yeah. That's you and Cole sitting at the table.
Just want to make sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a fat joke is what it was. It was just a straight up classic structure fat joke.
Yeah. It might have been. It's not a kind of thing that they worry about. I feel like they're probably prepared for us at these conventions.
We may be
the least of their worries.
Okay.
In this case, and Cole's lost a lot of weight. Congratulations to Cole.
Yeah.
you know, on the show version of Gary doesn't like it either. You know, but the real version of Gary is proud of my friend. So
yeah, I hung out with Cole recently.
Yeah. You mean at my wedding?
No, I was at I hung out on the Jackbox.
Oh, nice.
Stream.
How was that?
I ate absolute shit, so it was bad. Okay. I lost every game, so it was bad.
The one of the weird things, this happens to us a lot of times, not all the time, when we do Duckstream as well. Our audience are good at Jackbox.
Yeah.
Usually somebody on the couch does not win. Sometimes it happens. Like, you've picked up a win before. Gwen has picked up a win. But generally somebody in the audience or somebody who's tuning in wins. They're better at it than we are.
So here was my thriplash, my final quiplash that Cole didn't vote for and got yelled at rightly. The prompt was, it's the third round, so you have to do the 3 lines that appear, right?
Yep.
And it was something like, what's your 3-step plan to make a Frankenstein?
Okay.
And the other one, I can't even remember. It was only two lines for one thing. The third line had nothing in it.
Okay, not
great.
So
that was angering to start. But mine was infiltrate the morgue,
mm-hmm.
marry attendant, staple mm-hmm. your children together.
Okay, I like that.
Nothing from the room, nothing from wow. Cole Ross. Just the worst people in the entire world decided to tune into that stream and vote incorrectly as a group. I assume that there's a fucking Discord where they plan against me, so I can't see it.
Russianauts Patreon. I've been shielding your feelings for this whole episode.
And I appreciate that, Gary. I am just saying that this was like 5 days ago in like one of the most stressful weeks of my life. And this is the thing my mind circles back towards like a fucking widening gyre. I am losing my mind. It was a good, solid fucking joke. And the other one didn't even finish the lines and they all voted
they
for
finish
him.
The lines. It is a solid joke. 100%. The Gary Butterfield validation machine is online in Minecraft.
Gary, what does host do?
Oh, the host. We're back. These guys are classics.
Yeah, these are really, do I love these? I think I love these. They're huge pains in the ass.
Huge pain in the ass. Consistent pains in the ass. This is the little skull face that squats. It's a turret. It stays still, and it raises its head up when you get close to it. That reveals its fleshy stem. That's how you can damage it. But when it raises its head up, it also attacks. It fires 3 blood shots out, and then lowers its head back. Yeah. So you the only window in which you can hurt it is when you are vulnerable to it, which makes it a little tricky. And they are absolutely my bane in green mode, because sometimes you cannot kill them and the wave counter sets over. Like, you've killed everything, but these guys are waiting to pop up. The countdown hits 0. You get a whole new fresh batch of enemies, and you still have to deal with this guy just because he didn't pop up.
Yeah, there's a whole skill set in Isaac that is baiting these guys safely to pop.
Yes. Yeah. Huge assholes. I like all the variations on them a lot, though.
Yeah, like the thing with the host is, like, it's when its head is down, it's invulnerable to like 95% of things. There's a couple anytime you can actually have like a poison effect or something that kills these guys while they're down, it feels so good.
You have to hit them while they're up, though. You can't just hit them while they're down. The other thing you can do that's really awesome is if you have Mom's Bracelet, which allows you to pick up rocks, you can lift up the skull, revealing a red host underneath. That's so clever and good.
It's really
good. You can pull their armor off. Like, God, I fucking love Repentance. And the Red Host, they're only flesh. They have no skull. And to balance it, they shoot 5 shots. They are way easier to deal with than regular hosts.
That I do not agree with you there, Gary.
Ooh, let's get down into it.
The 5-shot spread that these guys do is really hard to dodge. If there's 2 of them at the same time.
That's true. I just stay far away, though. So by the time they get to me, there's a lot of space between them. And you can stay far away because you can hurt
space between.
I heard that the other day. They were playing exclusively excruciating 90s music in the store when me and Liv went the other day.
Which store?
Oh, boy. I think we were at Grocery Outlet.
Oh, they got lime quads there?
No.
You got any gum?
I don't got any gum. They don't got lime quats. They don't got any gum. They got no gum. They got no lime quats. I know what you're referencing. But they were playing exclusively horrible, horrible 90s music. They played that. They played I Want to Sit in the Sun. All right. Like, I Want to Soak in the Sun by Sheryl Crow.
Kind of a fun song.
It was all just stuff that, like, I never want to hear again. It was rough stuff. The Space Between was worse, but they also, in the same block, they played Space Between and Crash Into Me. And, like, come on.
Do you not like that song either?
Crash Into Me?
Yeah.
By Dave Matthews Band?
Yeah, it's a pretty good song.
No way. I don't like any Dave Matthews Band songs.
What were you listening to in the 90s, Gary?
R.E.M.
You know? Fucking of course.
Nirvana. They Might Be Giants.
Everybody Hurts.
Bands I still like now, generally.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird. Your music taste hasn't evolved and changed?
It has only grown.
Yeah.
I don't have things I'm super embarrassed about listening to from when I was young. Kabam.
Kaband. Gary, I'm running out of steam. We got to do some more hosts.
We got to do some more hosts. I'm also running out of steam. It's a good thing we didn't decide to try to do 2 of them today,
Gary,
which was originally the plan.
Gary, let's do a meditative exercise real fast.
Okay.
All right. I need you to contemplate
My eyes
me.
Are closed. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct. Okay. That's perfect. I need you to contemplate me.
Okay.
Okay. I need you to think back to your first memory of me.
Okay.
And now I need you to take the time dial and slowly begin accelerating it through our entire friendship.
Okay.
It should be, right now, you should be about a year into our friendship.
Yep, and I'm at an improv show watching you.
Yep, as you go fat, you're going to go a little faster okay. as it goes. Okay. So now we're going faster.
I'm watching
faster.
You make an omelet. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing that you're going to move
watching
out.
Watching me make another omelet.
Yep, you did make a lot of omelets during that time.
Long stretch of omelets. Now, Gary, yeah. I want you to keep turning it up higher and higher. It's going faster and faster.
Okay.
Faster.
Okay.
Faster. Now I need you to overshoot now and tell me what happens in a year. Am I alive? Am I alive, Gary? Gary, am I alive? Do you see skull? Skull or flesh? Skull or flesh? No, Gary. Gary, pull back from the infinite
so
frontier. I just need a year. What?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
Oh.
You're podcasting. We're talking about the rest of the monsters.
Fuck.
Yeah. we're about 60% of the way through.
Oh, it looks more like 70% to me, but I don't know. I've
You're not good at measuring
syphilis.
Those things. Yeah. You know, so we've established such.
Gary, hard host. These guys suck.
Hard host. These guys really suck. These are the mine guys. They got spiky skulls there. And when they pop up, they
cool.
reveal their...
They look
their,
cool.
They look super cool. They look like they got bad... They look like Cloud. It looks like what Cloud Skull would look like.
Yeah, yeah.
Cloud Strike.
If you assumed that Cloud's hair contained bones.
Oh,
yes.
I assume so. Like, I don't think that his hair naturally does that. There's no hairspray or anything in that world. Like, of course that's what his head looks like.
Gary, it's actually canonical that Sephiroth goes through like a gallon of product a day.
Good God.
Crisis Core, you can get on the Sephiroth fan club newsletter, and they lay out his shampoo use.
God wept. So when this guy slams down, he sends out rock waves towards you. Rock waves, one of the harder things to dodge in this game. Very unpredictable.
Also, the name of a surfer in Bedrock.
Oh, yeah. Rock wave. Ding, 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 ding. I think we can get through the last two couple hosts here.
Absolutely. I'm definitely not Googling the Sephiroth hair email. all right. Comic book.
What
resource.
About his emails?
Comic book resource, Final Fantasy VII explains Sephiroth's hair. Poetically titled, The Scent of Silver Winds, the message reveals that Sephiroth goes through an entire bottle of both shampoo and conditioner every time he washes his hair.
Sucks so bad. Sucks, man. Just absolutely sucks. It's the worst.
It's kind of good, though. It's kind of good.
It sucks so entirely... Like, it sucks all the stars from the universe.
No, because
it sucks so bad.
Some guy like us, just like us, thought, what's the funniest thing I can sneak into this stupid fucking video game?
I don't trust them. I don't think so. I think you're supposed to think it's cool. I don't think that they're being funny. It requires a level of trust to think that some guy like us. I don't think it is.
I'm looking through all of these... Silver. Oh, the fan group is called the Silver Elite, by the way.
Okay.
Which like there's implications that it's run by Hojo, by the way, which is real funny.
Sure. Yep.
Dear members of the Silver Elite, in this update, we present another piece of Sephiroth trivia, the secrets to his beautiful long hair. The hair products he uses are of the highest grade, made and supplied by the Shinra Company. He seems to use one whole bottle of both shampoo and conditioner every time he washes his hair. They are scented with 13 kinds of perfumes, including rose and vanilla. Apparently, the scent in the air after Sephiroth tosses his hair changes daily.
Sucks, man.
I think sucks. A funny person wrote that.
I don't think so. I think a humorless weirdo wrote that.
Okay.
I do not believe it. I think that's meant to be taken seriously, like everything in those games. But that is okay. Honorable people can differ.
Also, Gary, there are three enemies left. You can't forget about that third one because it's got the best pun name.
I know, but now I navigated away because you're talking about Sephiroth.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me just Google Sephiroth with his dick out.
Okay. Well, then in that case, I'm back on board. I'm going to poach. Mobile.
The first
host.
Thing I got is Reddit. Can we take a look at Sephiroth's stabbing grab range?
A dreadful euphemism. The mobile host, this is just a host that walks around. And there's also a flesh mobile host that is the red host but walks around. They're harder because they walk around, but still, you know, not that big a deal, I would say. But then we got that pun name. Talking about, we know the pun name. We can't forget about the pun name. I know you're looking at Sephiroth's dick.
No, it's worse. It's way worse it's than worse. Sephiroth. Oh, man. Gary, Gary, go ahead and Google. I think Sephiroth mushroom feet will get you there.
Well, that has given me a bunch of non-Sephiroth mushroom feet mushroom funguses.
I do see that. Okay, the
that
artist.
Sucks.
Type S-K-A-E-A.
Okay, S-K-E, what is that? One more time?
S-K-A-E-A.
Okay. Mushroom Effect Smash Wiki? No, I didn't mean Sephiroth mushroom feet skates.
Yeah, image.
Oh, Skademion on X?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So this, for the listener, yeah, you can look it up.
This is rough.
This is the white mushroom enemy from Kingdom Hearts, which is like a metal slime kind of enemy.
But
they have somehow entombed Sephiroth in a mushroom, and then there's a big close-up, like it's a very foot-forward.
It's one of those foot-forward things I've ever seen in my life. In all respects.
His feet are being tickled in a
and
really
infiltrated.
Unpleasant.
Yeah, yeah, like there's little rashes that are developing as well.
By little mushrooms coming up out of the... It's really, as a person with like trypophobia and stuff, It's really doing me really bad, Gary.
It's gross. I also feel like Sephiroth shouldn't just have regular feet like this. Like, shouldn't he have like dainty hooves or something?
I'm sure, he doesn't have feet when he turns into a big angel, but, no. I can't seem to get it off of my computer screen.
It's
really,
pretty rough.
It's doing a lot of damage.
No, nobody go after this guy as well. Cause I'm also realizing this has 6 likes and 1.
Yeah. I wasn't
retweet.
Trying to, I was trying not to say the name.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just, I know I said the name and I just didn't want to. Yeah. There's also a lot of Sephiroth feet without mushrooms. If you're interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. People must be like, the Google AI must be censoring shit, because I'm not getting anything that's just Sephiroth's penis.
Okay.
And I've got Safe Search off.
Yeah. I maybe at this point it's just the background to you. You know. Like
yeah.
You're seeing it,
oh.
You're just not noticing it.
Yeah. Well, also because I can't stop looking at the foot rashes.
I would stop. I closed my window because it was grossing me out. And you're strong enough to do it as well.
I mean, there's one pic. There's a Patreon banner over it, but he is hanging up. So, huh? Gary, type in Sephiroth's bondage commission.
Okay, you got it. You're the boss.
Yeah, I know. And we're not going to say the Patreon name this time, okay?
Okay. On DeviantArt. Oh wait, Gumroad.
Yeah, it's a Gumroad.
Okay, because
So Sephiroth is upside down and all of his clothing is off and his hands are over his head or under his head.
They're bound. He's doing a headstand while bound.
There's a Patreon banner that's covered up. Gary, what's the rope attached to there?
I want to know that. I also am trying to read the expression on his face.
He doesn't seem happy.
But he's not like being tortured or anything either. It's just very sadly resigned to this.
We can see it's a little living. Bit. There's definitely a rope around his ankles. I just can't tell if he's literally being held up by his dick and balls.
Or one or the other. You know, I could see either or. I think that rope play sometimes involves just balls being tied up.
Sure.
Like this.
I'm not trying to yuck anybody's yum.
No. You're just also not trying to patronize this specific thing, even though you can get both line art and an image set.
I really thought, oh, did you click through? I didn't click through.
No, I know. No, I'm on the webpage, but I didn't click the line art thing. I'm not going to. I really thought my credit card information.
I really thought Google Image Search would let me see Sephiroth's penis without having to jump through a bunch of hoops.
You got to pay. You got to pay. And because of Materia, because of the live stream, they fucked you up, man.
Gary, I turned 40 in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
if I typed Sephiroth's dick into Google Image Search, I would have seen a lot of pictures of Sephiroth's dick.
I think that's probably true. I bet you can see his dick by your birthday, though.
I found one. I typed just straight up Sephiroth's dick, and okay. I got one from one of the Rule 34 sites.
The Penis Analyzer website, which it is too late in this podcast to get into the Penis Analyzer website.
What's that?
The Penis Analyzer website?
Uh-huh.
I just found it. It analyzes and creates a Tron image of Sephiroth's penis called the Passionate Falcon. Will, it is too late in this episode for this, man.
What is it?
It's incredible. Oh. I gotta send it to you.
No, I'm.
I gotta say it's gotta be seen to be believed. It's incredible. Here, let me, I'm sending it to you in GChat cause we're on a different recording thing. As far as I can tell, you can put in other characters here.
Yeah, Gary, is this AI?
If so, it's the only good source for AI I've ever seen. Vaginal affinity analyzer. Anus palpitation simulator.
Okay.
No, it's not. I mean, it's from 2014, 2013.
Yeah, I'm now. I did pull up the Passionate Falcon. I'm just going to real quick check Kermit the
Frog. Vagina design tool. Okay. Yeah, check Kermit. See what Kermit's rocking.
I got to tell you, from the wireframe, it doesn't look that different from Sephiroth.
That probably makes Kermit feel pretty good.
Yeah, Gary, so I think what's happening, let's see. So this one, this says that Kermit the Frog's penis is known as the business-like drill. It has 34% ability. I'm going to try to, I think this is just an algorithm. I think this is
Fire
just,
Emblem shit. Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah, because I just typed in Kermit the Fro. Kermit the Fro has the giant Feng Huang ability 43%, and it's a lot of penis is Kermit the Fro. Yeah,
the system analyzes the specifications of the penis based on the name. Well, let's throw Gary Butterfield in there.
I guess. Well, okay, yeah, and I'm typing in my full name with the hyphen.
Okay, they're doing good work for me. It's analyzing. Well,
this seems quite small.
Mine is the weak rampage earthworm.
Oh, Gary, mine's the exotic glitter guppy. Oh, yeah!
It's a Christmas miracle.
Gary has ability 22%.
It's not very
parentheses,
good.
Gay only.
I'm the weak rampage earthworm.
And I'm the exotic glitter guppy.
And you're listening to everything to Guppy. I've got a 39% ability.
Nice.
Which I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah.
This actually seems like eerily like accurate. I don't know what ability means in this case, but the size is basically correct. And the gland's expansion rate is generally correct. That's unfortunate. That's weird.
Oh, Gary, I just got really mad. I checked my email real fast, and they got me. It's April Fool's today as we're recording, and they got me half a second. You know, yeah, they can only get you for half a second now, right?
Yep.
Stern Pinball announces, I think you should leave pinball with Tim Robinson.
Really good. I want that, too.
They made an image. It has an exclusive topper. You can get an exclusive topper that's Brian's hat.
I would really like all of that. Do you know if you click on your virtual penis, it like moves around?
I didn't know
tries
that.
Different stuff.
Yeah.
God, this is good. What is the flow stew? Quickly. I had to eat some food before my haircut. This website is too good and too much.
Some good nerd made this.
Why didn't we get this in the early part of the episode? We could have coasted the entire week and easily done 2 weeks.
I have to research so much research on this to find out they're not in English. Like, their Twitter and stuff is not in English. It's in, I think, I can't tell if that's Chinese or Japanese, but Gary, I'm just worried that it's the deep state, you know? I'm worried that we're in the deep state right now.
Kirby's got a real curve going.
Yeah, I mean, it just takes, you just put any name into it, right?
It's, I know, it's just analog, it's just, yeah, just, and his, oh, his is also his is the raging worm, raging warm earthworm. But his ability is only 8%. You got Kirby beat. What does the Floss do?
But is he 8% general, or is it more specific?
No, I haven't seen the percentile gay only yet. Yeah. That hasn't popped up for me, but that's very funny.
I haven't
funny.
Seen that speedrun stat.
Yeah.
Floasts really suck because they're oh, did we talk about the mobiles real fast?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I hate them. They're awful.
While you're doing this, I'm checking out the Floss penis, and it's really unpleasant looking.
I'm sure. Mobile host sucks because you can't bait it into popping out. It just pops out when it wants to.
Yes.
And then Floss, they move around the room. They're real cool looking. Like, they have like the spine hanging down off of them.
Yes. It's a fatality.
But they're very hard to deal with because they're moving around and you can only hurt them some of the time.
The Floss rocks the adolescent clean Jagger with a 0% ability.
Whoa!
And it is so much wider at the shaft than it is at the head. I know sometimes they build them like that, but the proportions are really fucked up.
Yeah, sometimes the Build-A-Bear Workshop do get a little funny.
Dude, they do get a little experimental. You have to go to the Build-A-Bear Workshop behind Arby's and see what they make you.
Oh, man.
If you like the show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
0%?
I know, it's brutal. Well, the Floss doesn't have a dick, though. It is just a spine.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then leave us a rating review on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict.
Oh, I don't have one ready. Gary, give me 1 second. We got Gary. This website is bad, I think, legally.
Okay. I was pretty into it, honestly. I have bookmarked.
I know. It. How about this one from someone? 5-star review left on 3/26/24, quite recent, on Podcast Addict. A podcast in which two people, in order to satisfy our sick amusement, prod at the boundaries of their friendship, and occasionally Cole's friendship, if he were to ever listen. Was catching up on old episodes and Alpha Protocol was discussed. Then the next day it was brought back on GOG. Can you please use your immense power to bring back No One Lives Forever? Yes. And Prey 2006? No, thank you. I'm forwarding an advance payment of 5 stars to make it happen. That was me editorializing.
Yeah. Yeah. I played No One Lives Forever not that long ago. It's okay.
It's funny. It's interesting.
It should be available. It is more interesting to play than Prey 2006, even though Prey 2006 has a great intro.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my hair cut and I'm going to go tell my barber about the penis analyzer.
Are you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't get my regular barber this time because I had to switch days.
Oh.
I might have told my regular barber. Like, she and I have a pretty fun rapport. No ghost.
No ghost. I'm imagining you pulling up on your phone asking, what's your full name?
Yeah.